Task 1. You and your colleagues are reviewing the latest project of setting up a shop. Listen to the conversation and fill in the missing information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Right, Cindy, you and Sarah met with the owners of Sunlight Cafe and Gifts yesterday. How was the meeting?
It was a good meeting. We finalised a few things and also discussed some of the design details.
That's great. So what are the finalised details? And have you talked to them about the budget and the time needed to finish the project?
Yes, those were the first things we discussed. Paul and Maggie, the shop owners, have confirmed their budget. They are planning to spend about $300,000 to $350,000.
$300,000 to $350,000. And how much time do they have for us to do the design and renovation work?
5, but not more than 6 weeks.
Okay. And from your discussion and your inspection of the worksite, is it going to be a lot of work to do?
No, not really. What the shop owners, Paul and Maggie, want is rather simple, so I believe 5 to 6 weeks is definitely enough time.
That's great. Regarding the shop, is it a cafe or a retail shop?
It's both. Paul and Maggie have a rather fresh idea for the shop. It's both a cafe and a retail shop. But to start with, they want to focus on 3 categories of items. Firstly, as it is a cafe, it will sell drinks. Drinks like coffees, teas and juices. Besides drinks, they will also sell snacks. Snacks are simple to make.
Snacks? Any types in particular?
Well, we haven't discussed any details about snacks.
That's okay.
Lastly, the retail side of the shop will sell clothes.
Clothes?
Yes, Paul and Maggie are thinking of selling clothes because one of their friends has a factory making simple clothing items like t-shirts.
I see. So they've got a reliable supplier.
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Now let's turn to the interior design of their shop. Do they have any preference?
Yes, they do. Sarah and I like a lot of their ideas and suggestions.
Yes, Paul and Maggie know what they want and understand that their budget of about $300,000 to $350,000 may not allow them to do too much renovation work, so they try to keep things simple.
That's great.
As for the general design style of their shop, they want to create a simple, homely style to make people feel comfortable in the shop.
So what you mean is they want to create a comfortable atmosphere through making the shop look homely, with simple decorations and design.
Correct.
And what types of decorations do they prefer? I mean, do they have a general theme in mind?
Yes, they do. They like nature, so they prefer the decorations to centre around nature.
Okay.
Regarding materials, Paul and Maggie want metal and wood to be the main materials for furniture and display shelves. They mentioned about not using plastic if we could. They also asked if their budget would allow them to use good quality materials.
I believe we can do that. There isn't too much renovation work. All they want is a simple, homely style. So with their budget, I'm sure we could get good quality materials for them. And it's interesting that they like a mix of metal and wood materials. We'll see what design ideas our art and design department can come up with. Any other preference regarding materials?
Yes, Paul and Maggie said they prefer the materials to be from sustainable sources.
Very good. We could definitely get materials from sustainable sources.
There are two other requirements for their designs. The first one is that they want a children's play area in the shop. They said they want families with children to feel at ease when they are in the shop. It's good for the adults and great for the kids.
A children's play area. I really like the idea. Paul and Maggie are very thoughtful. When the kids are occupied in the children's play area, adults can browse around more comfortably.
Yes, that's right. Also, they need lots of storage space.
Lots of storage space. Okay, it shouldn't be a problem. Paul and Maggie do know what they need.
Yes, they do.
That's great.
That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.